Welcome back to another episode of Kate and Isaiah Living Large. I'm Isaiah.
And I'm Kate.
And on this episode, we're going to talk about the eye of the beholder and attractiveness and all that fun stuff that comes along with that. But before we begin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I am doing fantastic.
Really? Tell me about it.
I mean, I didn't get to the gym this week. Kind of sucked. But I did do a lot of hiking. I had Monday and Tuesday off because as of recording, this is the week after the eclipse.
Ooh, yeah.
So I had the Monday and Tuesday off for the eclipse and for my eyes to not be burning, hopefully, on Tuesday. I don't know why I took Tuesday off. I just did. But Monday we went out, we went to up to Belisle area to watch the eclipse. I did not go to the full eclipse. Did you see the eclipse?
I saw the full eclipse. It in totality. I was in downtown Fredericton.
Nice. Yeah, we didn't do that. It was my uncle's birthday. So we went up to, our camp up Belisle way to do his birthday and watch the eclipse. So it was really nice up that way. Definitely didn't get to see totality, but almost. It was like 98%. So instead of seeing like it ring, it was like a slither on one side and then the slither started to like rotate around.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's nothing really.
No, well, listen, it's kind of cool to see and experience at least once, right?
Yeah, it would have been cool for you to have seen totality at least once.
Listen, I'm going to, is it Barcelona is the next one or
Iceland or something?
I don't know. There's
that's probably on the same path.
Probably. I'm going somewhere to go see it in totality in a nice warm country.
It was, you know, I will say I was a kind of an eclipse cynic. Up until the day before the eclipse, I was like, I don't care about the eclipse. I had friends of mine who upwards of a year ago were like, are you coming to Woodstock for the eclipse? And I was like, I don't know. And then about 6 months ago, they're like, are you coming to Woodstock for the eclipse? And I was like, it's on a Monday. I'm going to be at work. And they're like, take the day off. And I said, for a little sunshine, I'm good. It could be raining.
I mean, yeah.
And so even after the day before, I was like, oh, whatever. Maybe we'll pull off to the side of the road or something because I commute back and forth from Fredericton to St. John. And I probably would not have gone to Fredericton to see it in totality, but all of a sudden that day I had my glasses, I was ready, I was excited, and then everybody had kind of left work, so I wandered down to Officer Square and there was tons of people around, and I found myself a tree and I put my jacket down and I sat down with my back against the tree and I just like, okay, this is cool, and I'd check in and I'd keep looking up, and then the coolest thing happened when totality hit, like, as everybody's talked about, like, I don't need to describe the eclipse to anybody who was invested in it, but like, it got cold and dark and lights came on and the whole kit and caboodle. And then I stood up during totality and I look over and I saw one of my very best friends in the world.
Nice.
Who, he and I were friends in Woodstock, and I knew he lived in Fredericton, so it wasn't like that far reaching. Like, I even knew so much that he was going to be around that day. Except to find this person at totality with like 1,000 people there.
Oh my God.
I was like, Jeff, and he's Kate. And it was crazy. It was wild.
Yeah, no, it was a weird, wild kind of experience out in the country too. Like the birds, like everyone talks about how like animals go crazy over it, but like the birds went like really nuts and weird. So that was kind of interesting to experience out in the country.
Yeah, that's cool. I had actually an unrelated but related funny thing happened immediately after the eclipse. I was walking back up to the building where I work because that's where my ride was going to pick me up, and he had texted and said he was on his way. He was about a block away, and you know, there were throngs of people leaving Officer Square. And so when I walk I really swing my arms, like I don't know if it's momentum to get my big body to go or what, but my arms swing with a vengeance,
right?
And I had my cell phone in my hand, as one does. Like, I think most people do that. And all of a sudden, I made contact with somebody, and it hit hard. And I kind of looked around to see who, and I couldn't immediately see them. So I put my hand back in my pocket, and I kept going. And then all of a sudden, I heard this guy walking near me going, oh my God, my hand. I don't even know what it was, but my hand hurt so bad. And I was like, oh. I said,
it was all you.
It was me. I am so sorry. It was my cell phone. And I'm really sorry. He was like, oh no, that's okay. And then his buddy was like, he's just being dramatic. I was like, it hit with quite a lot of force. I said, I don't think he's being that dramatic. It would have hurt. I'm very sorry. And then his buddy goes, leave it to you, bro, to come all the way to New Brunswick and get in a fight. And I said, oh, you're not from here. I said, yeah, with a girl and lose.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was funny. So that was my slightly memorable after.
Yeah, I totally forgot you're in Fredericton. So you would have been able to just walk out of work and go see it for a bit.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah. Nice. Like I said, I probably wouldn't have traveled for it had it been... Yeah. That I've been here, but I'm so glad I was. If the opportunity ever arises near me again, or if it arises near any of you, do it. Go to Totality. If you're that close, just go the extra.
It's like
50 kilometers.
2040 before it's like near us again, I think.
It's 2079 before it like passes over in full totality over Fredericton in that area again.
Okay.
And then 2044 is like another close-ish one, another partial.
I'm just going to fly around the world and see them all.
Like eclipse cruises, if they don't already exist.
I'm sure there's something like that. And then, yeah, well, then back to Tuesday. I had Tuesday off, so me and Andrea went for a hike down Split Rock Trail. Oh, nice. It is a hefty trail. It is a very hard, and it's like 4 kilometers or something like that. It's a long, long hike, and very muddy, very wet because that time of season.
Yeah. Did you go to Black Beach too?
No, we didn't. We didn't go all the way to Black Beach, but we kind of did like a little over half the 4 kilometers, and it was kind of like by that time it was almost 5 o'clock, and
time to get home.
It was like it took us almost an hour to get to that point, and we're like, maybe we should turn around and get going home.
Yeah. Wow, an hour to go 2 kilometers, that must be one heck of a trail.
Yeah, it's
it's not even like I was with you.
I know, right? It's like up roots. You're like, you're walking roots and climbing over boulders and stuff. It's not a easy trail. It's not a groomed trail, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And you did a comedy show.
I did a comedy show last night. I hosted a comedy show. And, you know, I'm still pretty new to comedy. I'm only about 7 months in. And so to host a show is like it's an undertaking. And because you have to get up in between every act and say something sort of clever. And I succeeded sometimes. And I actually tried out a whole new joke last night. It went okay. I threw in an OJ joke too.
Nice.
He died, as I'm sure you all know.
Don't know if we say rip here or not.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
You know, whatever, it's OJ.
Oh yeah,
if you know, you know, I guess.
I mean, it's news.
It is news.
And so that was cool, and it was just a really great show. Like it was top to bottom, great lineup, great comics. It was super fun.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, and we're going. Do you have another show coming up soon?
Yes, probably.
Probably. Can't remember. That's fine.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if I'm booked on anything specific for right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody out there is going, you're on my show.
Yeah. You're coming up soon.
God. Oh, yes, I do. I'm going to be in Fredericton in May. I'm not sure which date in May. This may be funny. It's their annual Cards Against Humanity edition.
Okay.
So you pull out a Cards Against Humanity and then you compete for the title.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll just get into our topic for the show. So last week we kind of talked about all of our stuff, and you had brought up, that someone during your lovely speech about All About Yourself had brought up a question of attractiveness, and specifically, you know, am I a bad person for not being attracted to bigger people? And so I think we wanted to kind of build on that and have a long little topic about that.
Yeah, and I kind of explore the topic of attractiveness and how weight relates to attractiveness, and then how society builds into that, but also just like what you like and what's okay. And like, and yeah, so maybe I'll
get us started.
Maybe I'll start with a couple of things. One, I'll reiterate, if you missed last week's episode or you got lost in the jumble of all the catching up that we did, I was privileged enough to do a presentation for Eating Disorders Nova Scotia about a month and a half ago. And they had asked me to just present about what it's like living life as a big person. So like Isaiah said, it's all about me. And they had seen the news article or the news stuff about our podcast. So they reached out to me after that. And so one of the people on it asked, if I'm online dating and I'm just not attracted to larger bodied people, is that okay? Like, is that make me a bad person? And what I said in the moment was like, oh, you're attracted to who you're attracted to. Right. It would be so much worse if you're like, well, I feel bad, so I'm going to go date this big girl, even though I'm never going to find this woman attractive.
Right.
Because that's just not what I'm attracted to as a person. That's okay. I do think it's important to explore the why of that, though.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Like, if you are attracted to what you're attracted to, and there is a difference in attraction and, I'm trying to think of the word, not discussion, disgust.
Disgust, yeah. Or repulsion.
Right. So there's a difference there, right? If you find yourself, especially if you find yourself repulsed or disgusted by it, there's something more to that, maybe something that people need to think about. But attraction is, you're attracted to what you're attracted to, and that is 100% fine. It's when you turn around and are disgusted by it and you find it immoral or, you know, I can't think of the word I'm trying to think, actual word I'm trying to think of, but that's a whole other side of it, right?
Yeah, that's a whole, like, if you can't accept somebody just walking down the street, like, it makes you so repulsed that you want to cross the street, or if you see a big person eating, you just want to throw up. And I know that exists.
For sure.
And I've certainly, nobody said it outright, but I've certainly felt it in the past. You know, you can tell when people are giving you the eyeball.
Yep.
And I don't want to sound paranoid, because there's a difference between me being self-conscious about something and somebody actually like, oh boy, look at this girl.
Right.
But who you're attracted to, like, I know I for me, sometimes I'm attracted to people initially because for whatever reason they're good looking, but then they have a horrible personality. And then I'm like, ooh, why did I ever find them attractive? They might have a pretty face, but ooh, that personality is going to last forever.
100%. That's the other side of it, right? Is especially when online dating, it's a lot more of, and I can't really speak to the experience because I've never actually had to do it. But from the outside looking in, it is definitely more of a physical attraction at first. And then it's the matter of, once you start to talk to the person and get to know them, are your personalities compatible?
Right. And like, and we've talked about online dating before, but that's one of the tricks of online dating, because it is fast. And I don't say this from a judgmental point of view. I'm equally as fast flipping through the online dating. I make snap judgments about people that maybe if I met them in person, the thing wouldn't matter. And one of the things I always look at when it comes to online dating is spelling and grammar. Spelling and grammar is...
You would.
Well, I know. I am a nerd about it. But sometimes I automatically rule people out because of that. But if I met them in public, I wouldn't know that they couldn't spell or couldn't put a place a comma if they tried.
What's a comma?
Yeah, exactly. It puts me in a coma. I wouldn't know that about them because too late, we're already in love. And then I'm just like, oh, isn't that sweet? They can't spell your. It would still bother me and I'd probably make fun of them, but like, we're in love.
That makes sense, right? It's one of those things where, like you said, online dating, it's quick snap judgments versus sitting around and actually talking to someone and getting to know someone. And I think that's also the side of things where we talk about being physically attracted to someone. There's probably a lot of people that are together, married, happy, whatever. But if they were just to originally look at their appearance and not be friends first and talk first, then they probably wouldn't be together, if that makes sense.
Right. Have you ever been in a situation where you've seen a couple that seems mismatched in level of attractiveness?
All the time.
And you're like, wow, that really hot guy is into fat chicks. Cool. There's hope. But like, and then you meet whoever it is and like, they're the most wonderful person in the world. And like, and I say that kind of in jest, but kind of in reality, or a really good looking girl with a nerdy dude, somebody's playing a video game somewhere going, that's the dream. I deserve that. You're an incel. not really. I'm sorry. and I look at my own situation too, because there's a whole other side of things where I think that I've, as a person who's dealt with a larger body for most of my life, I've been in a position where I'm used to people not being attracted to me, for, or at least the people that I've been interested in, but it's opened up this whole new world of friendship with men, and they actually talk to me like I shouldn't say it this way because there's reasons for everything, but especially in my younger years, but even up until now, I don't give anybody that nervous feeling like they have to impress me because they're not trying to sleep with me. So I really get to understand some men.
Yeah.
More than I would have.
I understand where that is coming. There's definitely a side to that of, I need to be cool to impress this person because maybe somewhere down the line that there might be a chance. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Whereas somebody who is like, by society standards, hot, quote unquote, and people are just like, gaga, goo, oh, would you like a drink? Would you like this? They never actually get a chance to know a real person right away. I think that changes over time and as you age and all of those things. And I'm not saying this is carte blanche. I'm not saying this is everybody. So not that anybody gives us angry emails or anything, but don't. You were wrong about this.
I mean, it happens for everyone. Like, there are definitely people that are very quote unquote traditionally attractive that definitely have it slightly, I don't want to say easier. It's just
different.
It's a different type of living.
I used to think it was easier, but I don't actually think it is.
Right.
I think when nobody is genuine with you because they're trying to impress you or this, that, and the other thing, that's not really great all the time either.
Right.
Or if nobody takes your intelligence seriously because...
Yeah, that's the other side of it.
Attractiveness. I mean, that's how it happens to me all the time.
All the time.
Nobody ever takes me seriously because they think I'm so hot. It's just a different slew of challenges. Back to the thing that I started this with. People sometimes do become more attractive to you over time.
Yeah, I mean, that because personality wise, right?
Yeah.
You get to know the person, you get to understand who they are, and a personality clicks, right? And that kind of can cause them to be more attractive to you as you go, right? I'm sure there's lots of stories out there of friends that became more just over time, right?
Right. Here's to hoping. Joking.
One of you lucky men out there.
Yeah. Anybody, any friends of mine out there? I gotta be cautious as to what I'm inviting here.
Oh my goodness. There'll be an application down below.
Like, click, share, ring that bell. Find me at dinner. Oh man, I just had the strangest experience on Thursday evening. I had a band concert. This is, I swear, I'm bringing this back, Isaiah.
Slooping back, all
right. I'm gonna bring it right back in. And there was a man there by himself at a band concert that was Combination St. Mary's Band, which is an adult band, and high school band at Harborview High School. And mostly high school bands were there. And anybody there was generally there to either see St. Mary's Band, so some relative or whatever, or parents of band students or a band student. And so except for this one guy was there just completely on his own, no children, no, didn't know anybody. He was just sitting by himself and he happened to be sitting right in front of me. And I didn't mean to initially. I had full view of his phone and he was out the entire time, like through a 2-hour band concert, flipping through all the dating apps. Men, women, didn't matter. Flip, 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 flip. And I had this moment of like, oh my God, what if my picture comes up while I'm looking at him over his shoulder? I'm not interested in this man. I didn't find him attractive initially. Like, I didn't even really see his face. It wasn't my type, and that's fine. Like,
right.
But then I was like, it's still going to hurt to be rejected. It didn't happen. But then I was like, why is he at a high school flipping through dating apps?
Who knows?
It was weird. Anyway, it was a weird experience to see somebody a stranger actively like flipping through, because it is so fast.
Yeah. I mean, I see it out in the wild all the time. Yeah. All the time. Yeah.
I don't usually look at people's phones. I say I'm not a creep.
Oh, I am. I'm a huge creep. Just watch your phone while I'm around.
Pretty shady.
I don't look at like friends' phones, but strangers' phones every once in a while. I'll like take a glance.
If somebody pulls up their phone in front of me, I can't help but look.
I don't do friends' phones, no. But strangers, I try and make assumptions based off of what they're doing on their phone. I like to do that game.
That's a fun game. I used to do that like pre-phone. I used to try to like, I used to make up entire stories about people's situations.
We do that all the time.
Yeah.
I like doing that too as well. Yeah. Like a whole backstory about a person.
Oh, totally.
It's great.
Like, oh, look at them. They're buying a double-double and I don't know why they're buying a double-double, but they really have something to work out. They really are into that cream and sugar and they obviously just were divorced.
Oh, we typically are like, where's that person walking to? And then we make a whole story about where they're walking to and why they're going there. And yeah,
their dog. They need to find their dog. The dog's missing. They need the Kathy.
We're great people.
Yeah,
that's the rule there.
We are great people. Tell your friends, especially friends who are attracted to bigger girls.
There you go. Now, as our podcast has become a dating.
You know what? For you. Whatever. If you can tolerate this, it's like living with me, except not as messy.
All right, then. But yeah, no, I think looping back to our actual subject.
Oh, yeah.
I think that, yeah, being attracted to someone physically is not a bad thing. Because like you said, you have to there, if you don't find that person attractive in the first place, I mean, is it going to work? And maybe it might over time, but are you going to be that person to stick that out the entire time? Or are you starting a relationship on a false pretense?
Right.
Kind of thing.
Like, yeah, that's exactly right. Like you see women in their late 20s and early 30s into their late 30s and early 40s now. Like, who's going to father my children? Got to get that situation worked out. And they will settle for, and it might work. And
right.
You might end up with the right person, or with men, like, oh, I'd really like to not be lonely. Or women, I'd really just like to not be lonely. And this is a person that I'm compatible with as a friend. Maybe this could work long term. And I think in some cases, you really try to convince yourself that it could. And it's like I read this a long time ago. Pretty fades, dumb is forever. So if you're only forever. Choosing somebody because of their physical appearance, well, that's not necessarily the be all and end all. But like you say, is it a false pretense? Are you going to end up making that person feel worse about themselves because you're just not attracted to them? So your sex drive isn't there. You're not in a position to tell them they're beautiful because you don't believe it.
Right, right.
And so it really has a lot of ripple effects. If you end up with someone who you're just not physically attracted to.
Right. And then on the same side, it's you don't not be friends with someone because,
well, yeah,
like you, just because you're not physically attracted to someone doesn't mean you can't be friends with someone.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously.
That's just a weird situation. I know people that are like that, though.
Really?
I've met people like that, that if they aren't physically attracted to someone, then they're not going to be friends with them because they're shallow people. I'm not friends with them. I've just met people like that.
That's so bizarre.
It's shallow people. Listen, shallow people out there.
Oh, don't like that. Now, this is, you think that men and women can be friends?
Oh, 100%. I mean,
I know.
It's a weird conversation.
I know. It was a weird way to bring it up. Like,
but yes, no, 100%. I think that men and women can 100% be friends. I think that there definitely is sometimes a pretense in that conversation sometimes, but not all the time. And I don't think there has to be.
And here's a follow-up question to that. I brought it up. I knew the first part would be awkward, but I needed to get to the second part. Do you think it's different friendship with two cis straight men and woman versus just two male friends for you or two female friends for me? Do you think that has a different dynamic?
Yes, I think it does. I think there are shared experiences two guys have versus the shared experience that a male and female have.
Right.
So that definitely definitely changes things in the conversation, how you interact with each other, how you talk to each other. It doesn't have anything to do with, sexual chemistry or anything like that. It's just guys have certain shared experiences and certain things that we talk about that is completely different and potentially foreign to females.
Yeah, and same goes the opposite way, I think. And do you think that there is, I don't want to call it sexual tension because I don't mean that, but do you think there is a certain degree of, do you think that plays a role in a friendship between a man and a woman? Like, do you think that's an undercurrent? Like, I'm trying to think,
I know what you mean.
Before we did a podcast together, like, if we ever, like, not actually, but inadvertently flirted with each other. And I don't think so, really, because I'm friends with Andrea. Absolutely not. But
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But like, is there some weird.
I don't, sometimes I think we brought it up earlier, is sometimes it starts as just straight attractiveness, which then turns into, oh, we aren't compatible as a relationship, but hey, we can be like best friends.
Right.
That definitely happens. I think that happens a lot in younger people. And when I say younger, I mean like in their mid teens to like mid to late 20s. Typically, right. I think that's when those male female relationships kind of spur. And then once you get in your 30s, it's like, oh, everyone's everyone. And
Yeah.
That makes sense.
To a point. I do think, like you said, I think because of shared experiences and things, I think there are differences.
Oh, 100%.
And it is a different relationship. Like,
I mean, I could never have a conversation about period cramps because I have no clue what those feel like. Other than I hear that they're incredibly painful sometimes.
For the record, I've never talked to Isaiah about period cramps, but he does have a wife.
My wife has.
But I have laid a lot of like boy trouble on you.
Yeah, but that's a whole other different
ball game. Because you're looking for a perspective from from opposite sex. This conversation is actually really interesting, but kind of not where it goes. But it does relate back to attractiveness because, like you said, you can be their attractiveness. Attraction based is like that magnetic force that draws people together, right. Not necessarily the thing that, oh, I want to sleep with that person or whatever, but it's both. But there is something to be said to be drawn to somebody who's dynamic and that kind of thing. You just want to spend time with them.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely something that can be said about someone having just an open and like dynamic and very powerful personality, right? Personality is kind of, at the end of the day, what truly brings a relationship, at least in my experience, as a whole, right? If you don't have a good personality, but you're a very attractive person, well, at the end of the day, what else do we have
besides take a picture,
right? Right. But if you have a open, big personality or a quirky personality or something different, that is attractive to another person, that's kind of what ends up being the main point.
You know what I like to live life by is the bar test. Like, if I walk into Big Tide or whatever bar, but let's say it's Big Tide, and X person, Y person, whatever, is sitting at the bar, am I excited to see them because I know they have a great chat?
Yeah, 100%. I think that, I mean, I do that with everyone, no matter who they are, but.
Well, yeah, but you have a, yeah, you're a much more open person than I am, but.
True.
You're open to the crazies. I'm not.
I love the crazies.
Yeah. I've actually pawned crazies off on Isaiah when I've seen him come to the bar. Oh Isaiah, you should stay for a drink. Meet Isaiah. I did that to him last summer.
Oh my God. That was the worst one. Yeah. But, do you have anything left to talk about? Anything left to touch on this topic?
I guess to wrap it up, I would like to say that that the reason I thought it was a worthwhile discussion is because I think it is okay to be attracted to who you're attracted to, and check yourself if you find yourself repulsed by somebody just even in passing. Like, yeah, that is a thing you should probably work out with yourself or with your therapist. But it, you can't help who you're attracted to, and people are attracted to all kinds.
Right, right.
And once again, if anybody knows any single fellas,
the survey will be, monkey will be in the bio.
Yeah. What about you, Isaiah?
Yeah, I think, I don't think this just goes along with like physical attractiveness. I think this goes with any appearance. If you find yourself disgusted by an appearance of any kind, maybe you should think about looking inwards on yourself, no matter if it's, you know, the race, hair color, size, all that stuff. I think there's something to be said about thinking inward first to figure out why that is before taking it outwards to other people. But yeah, anything, we talked about, you have a thing coming up in May.
Yeah, I don't even know the date yet.
Do you have anything else you want to plug?
No, actually, how about you?
When this comes out, we'll already have done Lolfest. And we'll be coming up, getting closer to the beer run, which I think will be our next topic next week. We'll talk a little bit about prep for the beer run.
That's right.
But where can people find you on the internet?
You can find us at Kate and Isaiah Living Large on Facebook, Fat Caitlin on TikTok, Kate D on Instagram, and at the Caitlin Dean on X. What about you?
I am at Maritime Brews on all of the social medias. Our TikTok should hopefully be up and going by the end of this week. I'm hoping we'll have some stuff up there and going. And we do still have the Buy Me a Coffee up if you want to donate. I saw someone donated $5 the other day. It was nice.
Awesome. Thank you,
whoever that was. We also have our Amazon wish list up if you want to just straight up buy us something. That would be great too. But no, otherwise, pressure. No pressure. Thank you for listening. We definitely appreciate everyone that stops it and listens, and all your comments are appreciated. And of course, if you are listening on Spotify or any of your podcast places, you can always find the video of us talking and laughing and carrying on YouTube. And if you are listening on YouTube, watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe, like, share, click that little bell to get notified whenever we post a new episode. But on that, bye.
Bye. Take care.